thought it was appropriate. Getting back to the garden, and today is the 50th anniversary of Woodstock.
Kind of killing two birds with one stone there, aren't you?
There you go.
Yeah.
Nicely done. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Cindy's next on the line. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Hi. We're having a new house built, and it's a west. Our front yard is west facing, and we have a bedroom in the front. And I'd like a recommendation for a small, clean evergreen tree that will provide some shade.
Well, I give you lots of advice on small trees, but when you throw clean in there, you know, that's
that
a very subjective.
That's a welder, metal worker that'll make you.
How about an awning? You know, what is going to be? Is it going to be rock or gravel in the area, or what?
It's going to be granite.
Okay, so probably a. Something low water or very heat tolerant in a small tree. There's some great choices. Some are going to be cleaner or dirtier than others, but there's nothing that's going to be as clean as you want it to be. That's just that's just life. So Texas ebony is a really nice small tree. It also, you know, might provide some security if it's outside a bedroom window. It's very well thorned, well armed. Desert willow. Would be one you might think about, a nice small, small to medium, more medium sized, but it does a good job of providing summer shade. In the winter, it would have no leaves on it, and it would actually let the sun come through. Cordia is another nice one, not really all that clean, but it's a great small tree. Acacia annura. Is a nice small tree. There's a number of them out there. I would encourage you to, to visit. Where do you live? What part of town are you going to do this in?
We're in Chandler.
Yeah. There's some good nurseries in your area. Treeland, A&P, Desert Horizon. Go take a look and get some ideas, and then kind of drive the neighborhoods too and see if something catches your eye. Take a picture.
Yeah, we've done that, I'd like your opinion on this. One nursery is trying to sell us on a Japanese privet.
Okay.
Shaped into a tree.
Yeah. That's a great idea, but being in a graveled area, I think I would shy away from it. It makes a wonderful small tree. We see it planted a lot as a hedge, big kind of a hedge, but it can be a big bush or a small tree, either one. But I would just kind of hesitate to use it in that kind of a setting where there's gravel or granite around it.
Okay. What about mastic? That's one of the trees that's suggested.
I really like them. Very tough. Probably the clean, it didn't pop into my head. That's generally what happens. But that'd be one of your cleanest options.
Okay. And how fast do they grow?
Yeah, moderate. They're not super fast, but I wouldn't say they're slow. The biggest problem with mastics might be the fact they don't tend to want to grow very straight, and they sometimes, kind of want to not stand up as good as others. If you could tolerate something that's kind of bushy to the ground or maybe even multi-trunked there, that would be the best way to try and grow that one, I think. But I love the idea. That's a good one.
Okay. Well, thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
When you talk about fast growing and clean, non-messy, those two really don't go together very often.
Especially fast growing, clean. The more they grow, the faster they grow, the more leaves they're putting on, the more leaves they're losing as they put on new growth. There's nothing when people say clean. I kind of have an idea what they're looking for, and it just doesn't really exist. And nothing's ever as clean as you probably want it to be.
And even evergreens still molt and turn over new growth and drop leaves. And
whether they're quote-unquote evergreen or deciduous, they're going to drop all their leaves. They just do it all year long or at certain periods of the year rather than all at once. So sometimes a deciduous tree is actually not cleaner, but maybe easier to maintain because the mess all happens basically
at one time.
At one time, as opposed to just constantly. So something to think about.
We appreciate the call. We're going to hit bottom of the hour news break, come back with more of your questions, emails. I think we should probably talk lawn. We're getting close to that transition to winter lawn and have everyone prepared if they're going to do a rye lawn on what to expect and be ready for. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.